Soundstripe.
I can't accept the loss. I'm hard-headed. There's a little bit of madness to my method. Hello, welcome to Takeoffs and Touchdowns, Machinist Talking Football. This is episode number 17 for week 17 of the 2023-2024 NFL season. I'm Wade, and as always, I'm here with Kevin and Keith. How are you guys doing this week?
Doing good. Thanks, Wade, for asking. I'm off this week. Got the week off, spending some time with my parents who came to visit us for Christmas, and we've been out to the mountains once already this week. We're off to the zoo lights later tonight and looking to watch some Lions football this weekend.
Very nice. That sounds awesome, Kev. I'm doing good, Wade. Thanks for asking. We had a great week. Our family was all in this week, and now the house is all quiet because everybody's gone. I think for Christmas dinner, we had 15 people over for Christmas dinner, so our house was bustling. We missed them. It's too bad that it had to come to an end. Went by so quick. How are you doing, Wade?
I'm doing good. I've had a pretty quiet week, actually. Went into work, actually, for the whole week. Even went in on Christmas Day, made my rounds, went to all the different departments, all the brothers and sisters there, and said my hellos. And then just yesterday, I was down south in Lethbridge for my sister's 50th birthday party. So saw the family. And then, that's about it. Yeah, pretty quiet holidays for me, actually. How did you guys do last week?
I believe I was 2-2 last week. Going off memory, but I believe I was 500.
Yeah, I was a desperate. I was 1-3. You know, it's time to bring back the Labradoodle, I think. You know, it brings my overall record to 35-25. Craig Chard, who was our guest, he went 4-0, believe it or not, boys. He did really good. So that brings our guest's overall record to 26-24 for the year. I think, Kev, you're at 27-30. And Wade, I looked it up a little bit earlier, you're at 26-31. So good job, fellas.
Nice.
Here we go. What are you at there, Keith?
35-25. So, and I'm not fixing that. I'm not adding to the numbers. You know, I'm not pretending that it's higher than what it is. That's my actual, it's, you know, I got lucky. That's all it was, is I got lucky in the rotation.
I was picking the easiest games every week.
I just want to say in the actual pool, I am not in last place anymore. That's going to our Detroit Lions fan there.
I've been trying to pick some long shots and some upsets, and it's just not been working out. So, well, to keep up to date with what's coming up, and to look at our year-to-date record, be sure to like our Takeoffs and Touchdowns Facebook page. I hope you enjoy this episode, and let's get straight into it.
We have a very special guest joining us this week. For the second time, Dave Flowers, IEMAW, District Lodge 140, President and Directing General Chairperson. How you doing, Dave?
Doing great, guys. Happy holidays, and thanks for having me on again. I thought after I went 0-4 on the first visit in week one that you might not have me back. It's nice to get a chance at redemption. I heard you talk about your guest records, and I know I hold some of that losing record to myself.
Oh, that's all good, Dave. We love to have you. Just the information that you're going to be bringing this week, I think it was important to have you on, and redemption, right? Redemption.
That's right, redemption. Yeah.
So what's happening at District Lodge 140 this week, Dave?
Well, end of NFL season, end of year for District 140. And just like the NFL's strange year, the IM's had its ups and downs this year, too. But it seems like we're trending in the right direction as we approach the finish. Some of the things worth noting, don't want to take too much time, but our two screener groups, Garda and Allied, had their contracts with CATS up for renewal in December. Garda was successful in remaining the provider of their groups, while Allied was not. This potential contract flip for our members working at Allied could have been detrimental, as all contracts flips can be. But thanks for the forward thinking of our general chairperson out there. We were able to get an agreement for a voluntary recognition with the new provider Paladin prior to the flip, protecting all the members' rights and benefits, while also securing a 5% raise for the upcoming year. As for our members here at Garda, here in Toronto and in the central region, we've recently been successful in settling almost 300 incentive grievances worth approximately $200,000 and over 300 grievances for overtime infractions worth $65,000. So that's If you're adding it up, for those keeping math, that's over 600 grievances settled with hundreds of thousands of dollars in our members' pockets. It's a great news story, not only for the money involved, but also for cleaning up a large grievance backlog. As for the $1.5 million in grievances we won at Air Canada that I spoke of last time on the show, that remains a fight, as always, with Air Canada, and one we're remained engaged in. Although some money has started to be paid finally, so some members are starting to see that money come in. Concluding soon, and we're going to make that a priority in the new year. 2024, we have a ton of contracts up, so we're going to be busy there and good leads and organizing drives. So we expect to be very busy and getting our members the new and fair contracts that they deserve.
That's great, Dave. That's awesome to hear that we're able to get a lot of those grievances heard and some money in some members' pockets. So that's great. One question for you, though.
Good news for the end of the year.
One question I got for you, though, Dave, is how's the Bills Mafia holding up?
Oh, we've had a stressful year. I don't know. I don't know if you're sitting there trying to prod me or not, but it doesn't get any more Bills like it for the end of the year. Like, complete opposite ends of the spectrum. We can miss the playoffs altogether in these last 2 weeks, or we can end up winning the division. So in typical Bills fashion, we can end up one side or the other of the spectrum, and I'll be there on Sunday at the game with the rest of the Bills Mafia biting on my nails.
I love it. We're running a pool through Office Pools, and we'll be donating a portion of the proceeds to Guide Dogs of America. We want to put our NFL knowledge to the test. Each week, we'll be picking games on a rotation, and this week, I have the first four games, followed by Keith, then Dave, and Wade will be closing out the slate. So I'm up first. My first game is New York at Cleveland. Cleveland favored by 7.5. New York's a dumpster fire. They don't know what's going on offense. And because of that, and Cleveland's decent defense, I'll be taking them to cover the spread at 7.5. Second game I have is Detroit at Dallas. Dallas is currently favored by 5.5. Well, I think you guys all know where I'm going with this game. I'm taking Detroit to cover. Detroit will win this game. The third game I have is Atlanta at Chicago. Chicago favored by 2.5. I don't know what's going on with Atlanta these days, and Chicago just seems to be trending in the right direction a little bit, and it seems like there's a little bit of chemistry that's been found on their offense. And for that reason, being a home game, it'll be in the cold, cooler temperatures. I'll take Chicago to cover the 2.5 spread. And the last game I have is New England at Buffalo. Buffalo favored by 11.5. Although this point spread scares me, I just think under the pressure for Bills Mafia, that they've been playing so well, and New England has been playing so bad, that I'm going to take Buffalo to cover the 11.5. And that's my four.
Good stuff, Kev. First game I've got is the Raiders against Indianapolis. Indy lost to Atlanta over the weekend here, and the Raiders have turned it around under Pierce. Raiders are currently 7-8, and Indy's 8-7. This game, Indy's favored by 3.5, but I'm going to take the Raiders and the points on the road. Just the way they've been playing under Pierce, I think I'm going to go with them. Next game I've got is the LA Rams at the New York Giants. The Rams are favored by 5.5. The Rams are 8-7, and the Giants are 5-10. Giants, another New York team that's been a bit of a firestorm here this year. The Rams can clinch actually with a win and a loss by either Seattle or a tie in the Vikings-Packers game. Rams have just been playing better. I think I'm going to take them to cover the minus 5.5. Next game I've got is Arizona at Philly. Arizona's 3-12. Philly's 11-4. Philly's favored by 10.5. Philly hasn't played great down the stretch here. They haven't looked like a contender all along, more like pretenders. But Arizona's lost 10 of 11 on the road over the last two seasons. And for that reason, going into Philly, I don't like their chances. So I'm going to take Philly to cover the 10.5 in that one. Last game I've got is New Orleans at Tampa. New Orleans is 7-8. Tampa's 8-7. Tampa's favored by 2.5 at home. The Bucs need this win to claim the AFC South. You know, they're going to be hungry. Mayfield has got that offense clicking, and the Saints have lost 4 of the last 6, so teams are trending in the wrong direction. For that reason, I'm going to take Tampa to cover the 2.5. That's it for me for this week.
I guess that comes to me, is it not? As stated earlier, I was 0-4, so I'm looking for a better showing this week, and the first game I have up is Carolina versus Jacksonville. So Carolina played a good game last week and even could have won that game against Green Bay, covered everything in that game. And Jacksonville's been a tale of three seasons. They started the season 1-2, 7-1 over the next eight. Now they've lost four in a row with a blowout loss to Tampa last week. And they're 0-4 against the spread across that span. They don't look like a very good team right now. And that line opened at 9 is now down to 6.5, which shows where the money's going. I like Carolina to cover this spread, and it seems like most people agree to that. My next game up is Tennessee at Houston. Where it is, we'll see Will Levis for Tennessee tomorrow. No confirmation about C.J. Stroud, but it seems like he indicates he'll play as well. So you'll get both starting quarterbacks playing in this one. Houston's currently at -4.5 and still on the playoff bubble. Texans have a little bit more to playoff to play for, but the spread is a little bit close for me. Houston doesn't blow teams out. They haven't beaten a team by more than 6 points since week 6. Having Will Levis back is a help for the Titans, but the offense isn't there. -4.5 is on the line, but with CJ looking to play, I like Houston to cover the spread in this game. My third game is an interesting one. Pittsburgh at Seattle. Seattle being a 3.5-point favorite. Both these teams still hanging around the playoff hunt, with this game holding the hopes in the balance for both. For Pittsburgh, they're coming off a blowout win over Cincinnati last week, with Mason Rudolph having an impressive game. On Christmas, nonetheless, way to go, Rudolph. This is a little harder test for them, though, on the road against Seattle. Seattle's defense has looked better as of late, going up against a typically one-dimensional offense of Pittsburgh. Seattle's coming off a last-minute win with their late drive against Tennessee in Tennessee. This one's a closer one, but I like Seattle at the -3.5. But I wouldn't be surprised if Pittsburgh and coach Mike Tomlin pull this out, keeping the streak of the consecutive winning seasons alive. For my last game, I got the game of the week with the number one seed on the line, Miami Dolphins on the road visiting the Baltimore Ravens, with the home team favored by -3.5 here. For Baltimore, it's simple. Win and you have it. For Miami, they need a win out or win and have help in week 18. Baltimore have won 5 in a row with some impressive wins in that run, most recently against the 49ers. They also hold the best record in the NFL. The second-seeded Miami is coming off an equally impressive late win against Dallas last week. This has the team feeling confident heading into this week's marquee matchup. This is a close game to call, and I do give credit for the win against Dallas, but it all comes down to this. Baltimore has beaten 7 teams this year with wins over 500 records, some in double-digit scores. Miami has won the Dallas win last week. Baltimore has proven they can win these games and have had the tougher record this year and will cover the 3.5-point spread to take the number one seed this weekend. And that's my picks for this week.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Hopefully your picks do better than you did last time and you can have a 4-0 record instead of 0-4. All right. I'm up next. My first game is the LA Chargers at the Denver Broncos. This is one of the more unpredictable games of Week 17 slate, given the circumstances. The Broncos are coming off an embarrassing loss to the Patriots that all but ended their playoff hopes and caused the benching of Russell Wilson. The Chargers actually played okay against the Bills, and because of their play last weekend, I'm going to pick the Chargers with the 5.5. My next game is the Cincinnati Bengals at the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are favored by 6.5. I'm not going to lie, this spread kind of seems surprising considering how inconsistent KC has been recently. While the Chiefs have been in shambles, Cincinnati looks extremely vulnerable right now, and it'll be tough to get a road win this week for them. Kansas City wins and wraps up the AFC West, but just barely covers the 6.5. My next game is the Green Bay Packers, the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are favored by 1.5. These two teams, NFC North rivals, are fighting for a wild card spot after the Lions won a division title for the first time in 30 years. Jordan Love had trouble earlier this season against the Vikings D, but this is not the same Vikings. With the constant QB carousel since the loss of Kirk Cousins, Green Bay has enough offense to win on the road in this one, and the 1.5 points is a bonus. My last game is the San Francisco 49ers at the Washington Commanders. The Commanders looked a lot better under Jacoby Brissett, and he'll be starting this week. The 49ers are the 49ers. First place is on the line for them in the NFC. That being said, 13.5 points is quite a spread at home for Washington. So I think the 49ers will win this game, but I'm going to pick the Commanders to cover the 13.5. And that's my four games for the week. Look for a new podcast around the middle of next week. Special thanks to Dave Flowers for coming on today's episode.
With everything pool related, please play responsibly. We're in no way experts. Please don't take our picks to the bank.
If you're interested in joining the IMAW, you can contact us through www.iamaw.ca. If you're interested in making a difference in someone's life, you can donate to the Guide Dogs of America. Right now, they have their Holidays of Hope campaign running where their donations are matched dollar for dollar. Now is a great time to give if you can. It's up on our Facebook page or through their website at www.guidedogsofamerica.org. Top right-hand corner of the website is the donation tab.
Special shout-out to G. Smith for our music today. We want to wish a Happy New Year to the Takeoffs and Touchdowns Nation. All the best to you and your loved ones in 2024. Thanks for the download and thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Takeoffs and Touchdowns Nation. We hope you enjoyed our podcast and we'll come back for week 18. Be kind.
Soundstripe.
I can't accept the loss. I'm hard-headed. There's a little bit of madness to my method.